Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Haas of Team Reba.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Yeah, and we now have a guest with us. We're not at the studio like usual, but we have Carol Ann Witchie, who is on the Renton City Council, sitting with us. But you're not here for the council today, are you?
No, I'm not.
You are not. Why don't you get real cozy with that mic? Okay. It's so nosy and, or noisy. Nosy. It's nosy too. We got people taking pictures. It's a little nosy. We got Renton Reporter getting a couple of photos of us here. Thank you very much, Renton Reporter. But, so tell us, what are you here for today?
Well, I'm here to talk about Drama Kids. And, Drama Kids is a developmental drama program that we could provide in schools or in community centers. And it's developmental because it's focused on developing, speaking skills, self-confidence, self-expression, creativity, and empathy in young people.
Is there a limit on age? Because maybe my assistant Tyler could come over. He needs to work on some speaking skills.
Isn't there enough drama already in school?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's not a typical acting class. It's not meant to develop actors.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just meant to develop future leaders.
Fun.
And
excellent.
We call it the A in STEAM, taking STEM to the next level, because what it does...
Oh.
Get it?
I like that. Yes, I love it.
And it rounds out the kids who are really great at math and science, who
right.
still need to be able to get up and present their ideas.
Absolutely.
Because if they're going to become an entrepreneur at any point, especially if they ever have to present in front of, like they're doing the Shark Tank for the nonprofits here today, if you're ever in front of VC funding or having to do a pitch, you absolutely need to be able to convey your ideas, thoughts, and business plan to somebody.
Yes. And if you're going to build a robot, you need to talk about your robot.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to come up with an amazing math formula that solves, you know, a problem in the hemisphere, you need to be able to present that as well. So it gives confidence to the shy kids. It gives
Fantastic.
Them what we call permission.
Okay.
And as a kid growing up, I needed acting to get permission to speak up.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is something new I'm learning about you. And, you know, like we actually got to get to know each other slightly because one of the other assistants I have, Jessica Ahern.
Oh, yeah.
Was, I believe.
Moved away and is moving again.
Well, she's in Texas, but she's still working for me. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, I didn't know she was still working with
you. Yeah,
no.
She's always been set up as a virtual assistant. So hey out there, Jessica, if you're listening today. But, she's still working with us. And that's one of the things that's always so great is, the way things are set up in business nowadays, you don't always have to physically be located. And she's such an enormous part of our team. You know, she's fantastic with customer skills. And, you know, she feels very confident talking to people. She just mostly needs guidance on what to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I get where you're going on this with students. What a wonderful... Did you start this program yourself?
No, it's been around for a very long time.
Okay.
It originated in Australia.
Really?
Helen O'Grady developed the program in Australia, and then it came to the United States, and now we have 60 locations throughout the country. I'm the third one in Washington.
Okay.
And we're part of a group called Drama Advantages.
Okay.
So we all pool our money and come up with scholarship funds that the kids can apply to and distribute.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Carol Ann, Carol Ann from the Renton City Council. So how does the program work? What's your curriculum?
We start each class with a warm-up exercise, and then we do speech exercises where we really work the tongue and lips and jaw, and it almost becomes uncomfortable because you're working muscles that you don't normally use.
Yeah.
And then we move over to movement, and that's usually set to music, and that's what builds some of that body reading, the empathy that comes from eye contact, and then we'll do group improvs, which you give the kids a starter line, and they just go with it.
Awesome.
And it's amazing what they come up with. And then we finally end with short scenes. And one of our policies is that there are no auditions, and every kid gets a line every week.
Excellent.
I love
and
it.
Is there a program, like, at the end of the session?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the end of the mid-year, we do a parent night, and then at the very end of the spring, we do a performance. And the curriculum itself is 16 years' worth of material. So you can start at age 4, go to 18, and never repeat a class.
Oh, for crying out loud.
That is phenomenal.
And do you have kids that actually stay in, you know, year after year?
Yeah, because they're not repeating the class, and they continue to evolve. And my daughter's 6. She started her first class last Saturday, and she had a blast.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
And then as the kids get older, then is it structured? Can they help the younger kids sort of mentoring and that sort of thing?
They'll be in a different class. We call the older classes Acting Academy.
Okay.
And that requires a little bit more training to teach. Luckily, I went to Strasbourg and studied theater in New York before I moved to California.
Okay.
Oh, look at all the fun stuff.
There's all kinds of stuff
you
don't know about me.
Yeah.
So I have the training to be able to teach the older kids, which is a more of a typical acting class where you're talking about scene study and, you know, spatial awareness and levels and things like that. Whereas with the little kids, we just try to make it fun.
This is really wonderful. I need to ask some of my neighbors if their kids are involved in this, because I know they're, I have some neighbors. I happen to live in Victoria Park in this area of Renton, and of course the Micro Society at the elementary school by me, Talbot Elementary, is very, very popular. But I know that teaches kids business skills, and some of them are learning how to be more kind of out there and talking and whatnot because they have to go out and promote the businesses. But I do happen to know one of my neighbor's daughters is very much interested in like singing and acting, and I need to ask her if she's familiar with your program or if she's even in it.
Well, we're just getting started in Renton.
Okay.
So we have 3 locations, and I have the full course schedule over at my table if you want to come by and get it, or I can send people to the website.
What are the other locations?
We're working out of the Renton Civic Theater.
Okay.
The North Highlands Neighborhood Center.
Okay.
And Spotlight Dance.
Where is Spotlight Dance?
It's over by Hazen High School.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's by Renton High School. It's Renton next to the Salvation
Renton.
Army.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic.
Very, very fun.
Well, this is so excellent.
And you're here today. One of the highlights of the business launchpad today is there's going to be a Shark Tank for nonprofits.
Right.
Where nonprofits can pitch their ideas to a group.
Right, but I think Carolyn said that this did not fall directly.
Are you part
of
that?
Yeah, because we're part of a nonprofit. I'm actually on the other side of the Shark Tank session as one of the city council members because we were all invited to participate in being in the audience.
Excellent.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, so you'll be watching from the other end on that.
Yes.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Well, that's very cool.
Well,
that's
especially now that we've learned so much about you, I can definitely see where your skill sets are going to be very valuable for feedback to some of the folks who'll be presenting.
I'm still struggling
today
with the whole thing that you had. You grew up kind of using drama and that sort of thing, and you're a politician.
I know. Well, not intentionally. No,
Are we saying you're the Ronald Reagan of Renton?
No. It took me 25 years to get back to doing what I love. And my advice to anyone is, you know, never give up on what you're passionate about. And even
absolutely,
if your life detours you away from it, you'll find a way back.
Amen to that.
I agree.
Totally
I agree.
True.
Well, you know, I did that with my music career for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I did recently fold my band, but that's because our real estate business has just been doing so well. I don't have time for it anymore.
Yeah.
But it's still going to stay a part of my life. Like songwriting and things like that
me
will
too
definitely stay there. But where I can put my time and effort. And I still, you know, the thing is I love doing real estate. I absolutely love it because whenever we get that feedback, I'm sure you get this with the kids, when you get that positive feedback from somebody and they're thanking you for the time and effort you put into helping them achieve a goal they have, it's just, you can't replace it. You can't replace how that makes you feel.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
It's very rewarding.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Carol Ann, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on, and I'm really excited about your program. I'm going to go check it out when we get a little break from here.
And we need to write some songs together.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I
could think of some good country western songs revolving around real estate.
I've lived the country western song around real estate, trust me.
Right.
And that's the kind of music I write, so that works out really well.
Oh, well, there you go.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
All
right.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. So we're going to do a little transition. We've got lots of people to talk to today. We actually have someone from a location that we've been at recently.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Don't get yourself bogged down.
Oh,
if that's a hint.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Come on
in. Sit on down. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing really well. We'll let you get your headphones on there so you can actually hear what's going on between us. And we have with us Isabel from the Shadow Habitat, which some of our listeners might recognize from when we had Shadow Habitat on our show with Open House with Team Reba. So thank you so much for coming on over, Isabel.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
Yeah, so are you going to be doing any of the pitches today with
Shadow
the Shark Tank?
Shadow is participating in the Shark Tank this afternoon. We're really excited for it.
All right,
fantastic.
Well,
hey, tell us a little bit, Isabel, for our listeners
about
Shadow Habitat, what it is.
Well, Shadow Lake Nature Preserve is 97 acres of protected land right in between Renton and Maple Valley.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a pretty vibrant education program.
And it's a bog.
It so is.
We're talking about a bog.
Yes.
And when people think about, when I think of bog, you know, I've been out there and it's fantastic. It's beautiful.
You just think of scotch, don't
yeah,
you?
Sort of thinking of peat and, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Single malt, you know,
yes.
That sort of thing.
It's so much more than that.
But this is a 5,000 year old habitat?
It is. It's a 5,000 year old peat moss bog, and it really does have quite an otherworldly quality to it.
Yeah. It absolutely does. So for our listeners, we actually, not only did we have Shadow Habitat on the show, but we actually had a client event at your location. And so let people know kind of what are the facilities. I got to say, I was very impressed with how we were able to set up our client event there. But do you want to mention a little bit about the options people have to come and do events on the site as well as get the educational programs?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a large education center that doubles for an event rental space, kind of like when Reba was here. And
I gotta say, I was impressed you guys had a kegerator.
Yeah, we have a kegerator, a bar, lots of different picnic tables, and a lot of flexibility due to the small size of our organization. So.
Yeah. Well, I know our clients really appreciated the fact that we also got a personalized tour.
Mm-hmm.
Of the facility and the bog itself. We went out and you guys were identifying plants for us and telling us history. And this guy sitting right over here across from me is a guy who actually learned some things. And this guy born and bred here knows a lot. Having led a lot of Boy Scouts and whatnot, there was actually material that you and some of the other volunteers were sharing that
There's a few things that I picked up.
Yeah.
You know, because I've been through many forests and hiked all my life in this mm-hmm. area and studied a lot of the flora and fauna. I know
yeah.
what I can eat and what will kill me out there. And
good,
it was
good
fantastic.
Things to know.
I learned a bunch. The coolest thing is if a person's having an event out there, it's a beautiful place. It's primordial almost, I'd say, mm-hmm. you know, how it looks.
Absolutely.
You have boardwalks all through this area and you can see the peat moss and all of that. And, there's no mosquitoes. They don't grow there.
It's the best part.
It's an acid sort of a soil, right? If I got that right,
it's the acidity in the water of the bog that
yeah.
they just hate.
They don't like it.
We love that.
I think I want a bog in my next house. Yeah.
So. Well, given that you've had a pond at the one you have right now, I certainly understand why that would be the case. So, Isabel, I know you're going to be doing a pitch. So
mm-hmm.
when we come back, why don't we get an opportunity for you to do that on the show?
Cool, that would be
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, sell us.
Fantastic. Open House with Team Reba. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll return in a moment.